I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're just chatting about some of the spring football stuff, and Utah starting up tomorrow. Utah State's already fired up as of today, and BYU, of course, already a couple weeks in. So they have a closed scrimmage on Saturday. You know, I was thinking about this because we were chatting with Isaac Rex on Friday after their practice, and he goes, "We're flying around, man." Like, they are pushing. Jay Hill's defensive staff and the guys who are trying to impress on defense, they're going hard. And so trying to balance going hard and not being injured and not injuring your guys, you know that that's always a risk. But there's also, like, some feeling of we got to get this thing going. Like, we have to get these guys ready. And BYU's going to have a close scrimmage on Saturday, and then they have their spring game next Friday, I think on the 31st is when their spring game is.
You have to believe there's a sense of urgency. Big 12, new defensive coordinator. Keaton Slovis is your new quarterback. That would be a fun thing to be a part of. You know, spring football can get old, monotonous. You know, let's just kind of get through this sometimes, and to have kind of some of those injections of enthusiasm and energy and expectation, that's a good thing. And I know they talked about it a few years ago about, well, we got to come out of the gate swinging. So
I like that they're going to have an open to the public, in BYU's case, an open to the public spring game. Utah, of course, doing it, and all the proceeds are, you know, the special day they're having it on. They're having it on the 22nd of April. And I think that it's all going to be part of those scholarships that are established in the names of Aaron Lowe and Ty Jordan.
I had this fun. Yeah, no, that'll be fun. I don't know. I'm looking more forward.
Do you guys call the spring game on the radio?
Yeah. I'm looking, and it's fun. For me, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
You get a really good look at some of these new players, because that's most of the players you see. So it'll be fun to watch. This running back situation, these quarterbacks, you know, what is Nate Johnson? You know, he's going to finally be unleashed here. And what does he look like this spring? Because I think he's a key player for Utah. I really do.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed spring football when I was playing.
Yeah. What was it like when you were in college? Like, did they really take it kind of?
It was kind of straight through. It was a pretty good grind. You know, we went through a pretty significant grind when I was
in college. It can't be insignificant. You can't go through and just have it be like some whatever.
No.
Because you are trying to find out some things.
We were always trying to figure it out defensively. You know, we weren't very good. And so just trying to figure all that out. And for me, though, just learning and understanding our offense, you know, more and more was super helpful to me. Having spring football and just those reps you get. I loved it.
I am still... I think over the weekend, I don't know what the timing is for the NFL's, having to figure out, you know, their trades and things like that. Obviously, if you're a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you want to get to the Jets kind of as soon as possible. I mean, whatever that means. You know, you just want to get the deal done because you want it to be done. You don't want to have that thing kind of hanging around your neck. And certainly the Packers, I know that they have some sort of leverage here because they want to be able to get the right stuff back for Aaron Rodgers. But – you know, both sides need this deal to be done, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
You know who's in the worst position?
The Jets are. They're
dying. And they're dying because their eggs, all of them, are in Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody left. There's no other player. So.
Oh, no, I saw Matt Ryan still available.
There's no other player available. I mean, Matt Ryan's like Joe Flacco. You know, it's not.
Hey, what about Lamar Jackson?
Well, but then you're giving up more than you would if you're Aaron. I mean,
a lot more money there. Yeah.
Basically, the untendered or the however tendered offer means that someone can go out and offer, but then they give up two first-round draft choices.
Right.
And still, I believe the Ravens would have a chance to match whatever offer.
As a restricted free agent. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So well, as a franchised or whatever.
Yeah, a franchise tag. Yeah, yeah. The was a preferred franchise or like or loose franchise tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what they called it. But either way, yeah, he'll have the opportunity.
You know, they had a plan B. Plan B free agency.
Yeah.
Back in the day. You know why they had you know why they had a plan B, don't you?
Why?
Plan A didn't work.
I think, well, they're still trying to figure it out.
They went to plan B.
They're still trying to figure it out?
No, so plan B was...
Aaron Rodgers?
No, they took... This was like, I want to say 1990 to 93.
Oh.
They had a somewhat restrictive free agency, and all the guys who benefited from it were role players. So you'd have these guys that were maybe part starters, and that's the guys that teams would give up on.
Sure.
So those guys would go out and negotiate a new contract, and they were actually – and everyone said, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that were, you know, couldn't – you know, what if you put a star player on the free market? What's that star player's value?
Right. Would you be able to get – would you be able to get back enough? Like, when you start going into
Before the free agency we have today, there wasn't such a thing.
Right, and so they're kind of going, we don't even know what the value of these guys are.
Yeah, and
trying to figure it out.
The compensation or the compromise was this franchise tag. You're not going to let us give up. You know, they argued that Larry Bird was who made the Celtics and how
that was the argument. They used a basketball guy.
Well, they used it. There are these players. You know, you always associated Dan Marino with the Miami Dolphins, or, you know, Joe Montana was with the 49ers, or Roger Staubach was with the Dallas Cowboys. And so their name was valuable and built into that brand. And so you work hard to do that and establish that. And then to just, you know, give that player up, that wasn't what really built the brand of football. And so that's where the franchise tag came in. It's like, we've got to be able to protect our superstars.
Listen, if you're Jets fans, you should be freaking out a little bit.
A lot
too many people with the Photoshop. Go back and look at the receipts. The Photoshops of all Aaron Rodgers in the number 12 in Jets gear. And, you know, all of the players who are like, finally, we got something going on. You know, like, wait until this deal doesn't go through. It'd be such an Aaron Rodgers thing for this not to go through somehow. Screw it up, ruin it somehow.
Well, he's trying to finagle his way.
Right, he's trying to push it forward. Oh. He's trying to will that thing. And I don't think you can just...
And maybe he... Because you haven't heard much from him lately.
Right.
So maybe they've said, look, we're going to get this done. Just relax, calm down. Well, on both sides, they're like, we'll figure this out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. When we return, we do have... portions of that conversation that Jeremiah Jensen had with Chris Dunn, a one-on-one with Chris Dunn, this really cool thing the Jazz were like, hey, if you'd like to interview Chris Dunn, send somebody over from TV. Let's get this thing done. And there you have it. So JJ interviewed him. You could go see it at KSLSports.com. You can also go see the KSL Sports YouTube page. But we've got chunks of it we want to play next so you can get to know this guy who is signed up now for the rest of the year and could find his way into this Jazz rotation maybe for years to come. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.